Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, if you get a mortgage, if you get approval for a mortgage these days, you've got about 6 months to use it or lose it, as it were. And you get mortgage approved, the day you get that call, that's a big success. We've been approved for a mortgage. That's fantastic. We can now go about buying a house. But if you don't use it or lose it, Joey Sheehan, you're calling for an extension to 12 months. Joey, is it 6 months and then you use it or lose it? Joey, good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, so at the moment, if you apply for a mortgage, the process is taking, depending on the bank, it could take a couple of weeks to get approval, but it could take up to a month or even 2 months with some banks. So yeah, that takes a lot of time. Obviously, the banks are busy. They're dealing with applications. They take time to process. And then when you do get the good news, hopefully, that mortgage approval will last for 6 months.
Right.
Now, it's important you have your approval because, number one, you want to know how much you can afford to buy a house for, and you need to know, you know, can I actually get approved for this? So for your own interest, you want it. Also, auctioneers will want you to prove that you're approved because they don't want to be wasting time, which is fair enough, showing properties to people that might never get mortgage approval. So a lot of them will look for proof of approval before they'll even show you a property.
Yeah.
So let's say you get your approval 6 months down the line, you haven't found a house, which is commonplace now because of the shortage of supply of property. And then you need to get it reapproved so that you can continue going, you know, viewing houses and bidding. Mm. So, but you have to send the bulk of the paperwork in again a second time. So some banks crazy. Require less than others. So what this is doing is it's just causing hassle for the buyer, the home buyer who's you know, probably stressed enough trying to find a house, and then just doing a second layer of paperwork and possibly a third layer if they haven't found the property again. But also on the bank side, they need to process all of this additional documentation a second time and possibly a third time. Whereas if the bank had a 12-month approval, then you'd be cutting out the second one at least. Hmm. So that would free up the bank's resources. So let's say the bank...
And Joey, a quick one. Who decided on 6 months? I mean, is it a rule or is it just something they did arbitrarily?
It's just the norm of the industry. Now, prior to the pandemic, AIB and Haven Mortgages had a 12-month approval, so they had this, what I'm calling for now, where your mortgage approval will last for 12 months. But I think possibly due to the pandemic, I'm speculating now that they brought that back to 6 months. So banks have done this in the past. So
it's not something you need central bank approval for or something, is it? No?
Not that I'm aware of. But the other thing, PJ, is that there's no risk to the bank because when you go sale agreed, you have to get a loan offer issued. So prior to the loan offer being issued, banks will generally look for updated income documents and bank statements to confirm that your circumstances are unchanged. So right. Let's say if they issue it for 12 months, whether it's 6 months or 12 months, they look for assurances around your employment and your income and your bank performance before loan offer in any case. So let's say if you had lost your job in the meantime, the bank were unwilling to lend at that point, they're going to uncover that either way, whether it's 6 months or 12 months.
Yeah. You've been saying as well, Joey, that, you know, that you think the present shortage of housing is not going to end anytime soon.
Well, I think, you know, if you listen to commentators in the media, you know, the price of building is very high. And, you know, there are more planning permissions going in. But are these houses going to come to the market? And if they are, when are they going to come? I know that the cost of building apartments is probably exorbitant unless you have some fund building a block of student apartments or something like that. But the supply does not seem to be changing in the short to medium term. So, I think that the supply of second-hand properties has increased slightly in the Cork region in the last couple of months, what's available on DAFT. So I think there was about roughly 3,000 properties available for sale at any given time, and that dropped down to around 1,500 some months back, and it's tipping back up towards about, I think, 1,800 at the moment. So maybe people who are thinking about selling properties, because prices are pretty much an all-time high, maybe some of them are starting to just, you know, say, well, now is the time to let it go. So they're starting to put properties on the market, which will help buyers on the other side.
There's no danger. I'm sure I've asked you this before, and at the time you didn't see it happening. I wonder, do you see it happening now? There's no danger here, Joey, with prices gone so high now, that we're going to head for another burst like we had in 2008. Is that, I mean, that's the stuff of nightmares.
No, absolutely not. When the property went bust, 10, 15 years ago now, PJ, prices were overly inflated. There was 100% mortgages. People were borrowing 5, 6, 7 times their income. There was development finance all over the place. This time, since the last crash, in fairness to the government and to the central bank and to the banks, we learned our lessons. And while, let's say, the 3.5 times income multiple for people borrowing is very restrictive, particularly for people on lower level income, I think it'll bear fruit now when things get a bit tougher. And every mortgage at 3.5 times income, I believe, is sustainable, even with rates rising by, you know, up to 1, sure, possibly even 2%. So I can see a levelling off of property prices, which I think would be good for the market.
Yes, but we don't want another crash like we had back then.
I can't see it.
All right, listen, that's good to know. That's Joey Sheehan, the mortgage coach. Thank you, Joey.
Cork's 96 FM.